Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, where all listings are promoted. Now here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating and sending and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. You can visit them at the Agora at eBay Open 2017. Share your strategies now at 888-723-4630.
Yes.
When the duck shuts up.
When you hear the duck quack,
right,
that's your cue to be the first caller to tell us the secret word from today's edition of Griff's eBay Radio Group newsletter. The winner gets an exclusive eBay-branded prize personally selected by Griff. Griff, tell us what it is.
It's a bag.
It's got the eBay logo on it.
Got the eBay logo.
It's a good-looking bag.
You can put stuff in the bag. You can tie the bag up and sling it over your shoulder.
Like a continental soldier.
And you can sashay around your little town or village or wherever you live and show off the fact that you listen to eBay Radio and you got a bag.
So if you're going to...
It says eBay Radio. I listened to eBay Radio and all I got was this lousy bag.
So you're going to get an eBay logo-branded bag if you are the first caller at 888-RADIO-30. With today's secret word. So to find the secret word, you go to ebayradio.com, click on the second discussion post thread right next to the little orange radio avatar. It will have the word newsletter in its title. And that's today's newsletter. Somewhere in it, you'll find today's secret word. And it's always a word that you just wouldn't hear every day.
Right.
It's probably a word you never heard of in your life.
It's probably a word you never want to hear again either.
You'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe so you can receive it twice a week right in your very own inbox. So first caller at 888-RADIO-30 who knows the secret word. So Griff, I want to go back to the fact that today is the 48th anniversary of the moon landing.
Yes.
And I love what you wrote on the chat board.
What did I write? I don't remember. It was so long ago.
Well, first of all, CJ wrote, I was working at Zodi's, and the moon landing was supposed to happen about 5 minutes after the store was due to close at 15 minutes before closing.
Oh, all
the shoppers had left, and we closed the store 5 minutes early. I drove home about 6 miles down Topanga Canyon Boulevard, turning left on Van Owen, both major streets in the San Fernando Valley, and I never passed a car coming or going all the way home, so I made it to the TV just in time. That was CJ. And then you told your story. You want to tell us again?
Well, so I was 15 working as a busboy that summer at a restaurant in the town I lived in Massachusetts, North Andover. It's now long gone. It was called Bob White's, and it was infamous. It was quite a place. Anyway, I remember we all stopped to watch the black and white TV over the bar as Neil Armstrong stepped out of the capsule in the lunar module and screwed up his famous saying he had planned and stepped out onto the moon. And I remember thinking as a kid, wow, humanity has managed to get this far. We've actually gone to the moon. Maybe there's hope. Maybe the world will be a better place someday. And of course, that was July, and then the next month, totally out of nowhere, this cultural phenomena that actually did have a huge impact on the culture was Woodstock, which happened, took everyone by surprise. And so that happened. And you say, geez, this is going to be great. And the other news story that dominated that summer was the Manson murders. Maybe not so great.
And you said at the end of your little piece, surely peace and understanding would rule the planet. Naive, yeah. I suppose.
But we all felt
that way about it. I was on a military base.
Yeah.
I was 8 months pregnant with Melissa, the phone screener today.
Oh, really?
And I was on a military base, and we had a big barbecue. And we were all at this barbecue, and we had the TV on, and we watched the moonshot. And, of course, all of the moon landing, and, of course, all of the military guys, they want to go.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
They would love to be one of those that are in that spaceship, but they weren't. Today's 48 years. Boy, I wonder what they're going to do on the 50th in 2 years.
Oh, probably blow up the moon.
Wouldn't
Let's just blow it up.
Oh, my God.
I wonder when we'll go back.
We've got to hope that the wrong people don't get up there. Let's put it that way.
Well, you know, but maybe if they got up there and stayed there, that wouldn't be a bad idea. So.
So if you'd like to give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, we're waiting for your call, 888-723-4630. And you may call us with a tip that you want to give us. Maybe you have a challenge with your eBay sales. Maybe you have, a question. Just give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, or you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player and get in touch with us.
So. Yes.
And this is going to be our last show before the event. And I get what you were saying earlier, that many of our listeners are not going to the event.
I think it just kind of...
But think of it this way. Yeah. All these things they're learning about packing and stuff, they'll have to use someday.
Oh, no, that's true.
You know.
But I just want to acknowledge that...
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think they... You know, it's like listening to everyone's, about to go off
excitement
on a trip.
Excitement.
Oh, and you're not going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to stay home, Cinderella, and sweep the ashes in the fireplace, and we're going to the ball to marry the prince.
In 1981, I was given a fantastic opportunity. An opportunity of a lifetime, all right? 1981. Guy comes down the hallway in the radio station, and he says, Lee, I got something for you that you're going to love. Took me into his office, and he said, you're going to race another radio announcer around the world with TWA Airlines.
Mm.
And that's exactly what I did. We went to 11 countries. Okay. The guy who I was running against, I'm not going to mention his name. He's no longer with us.
Oh, you can mention.
May he rest in peace.
Oh, okay.
So we didn't like each other. All right.
Oh.
So we were so excited, right? All I could talk about to my friends and my family, oh, my God, I'm going to go to Rome, and I'm going to go to eat to Cairo, Egypt, and see the pyramids. And I was so excited. Mm. One day he walks into the radio station before the trip, and he says, you know, everybody's getting sick and tired of hearing me be excited about this trip. And I said, me too. And we became friends over that. We bonded over the fact that nobody else would understand but us. But in this case, listen, all the things that we're talking about for the event, they can use it for the next one. Okay? All the advice we're giving can be used for just about any trip also. Don't forget that. So you heard the duck quack. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30 if you want to win that wonderful bag that Griff has there waiting for you. Griff, you don't have a picture of it?
I do somewhere. It's a picture of a bag. It's got mesh. It's got a logo. You can put things in it.
Is it a backpack?
It's not a backpack, but you could sling it over your back. You just have to make sure you do it in a very, casual, cavalier way that shows how cool you are. You just sort of...
Way cool.
Right. Toss it over your back.
So we got an email. Hi, Griff and Lee.
Hi.
I was wondering if there were any plans to increase the 500-item limits on promotions or promoted listings to be unlimited like Markdown Manager is or was. And this is from Tim in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Do you know that?
This 500 limit on what?
Promotions or promoted listings to be unlimited like Markdown Manager was?
Not that I know of, not at the time. I asked this question already of them.
And... So, at this time, no.
No. So, for Promotions Manager, there's ways around the limit. Apparently, you can choose to put all the items in one of your store categories. And that, if there's over 500, if you create a special category, put all the items, assign that category to all the items in the store that you want to use in Promotion Manager. There could be 2,500. And if you choose the category as the rule for which items to include, they'll be included. So that's one thing I learned. But for promoted listings right now, there's no plans right now to lift the limit. We do everything gradually, and rollouts are increased over time to make sure that it's not impacting either the platform or the bottom line. So things are looking great. That's That's the good news. So it could happen, but there's no plans right at this moment to announce.
So our little boy, Jeff, our little boy that we're mentoring, said, "I'm sorry, Griff, but I still think a buyer shouldn't be allowed to leave negative feedback if and only if a refund was given and all round trip shipping costs were paid by the seller." Well,
but
I can't wait to hear you guys from Vegas. I'll be calling in.
So, but why do you think that a refund and a sort of indemnify or removes the buyer's experience? The buyer, if you give a refund and you're very professional, is less likely to leave negative feedback. But again, we're not going to block buyers from leaving negative feedback just because the seller refunded the money. There could be something else in the experience that they want to talk about. And that's what feedback it is. It isn't what eBay believes the buyer should feel. It's what the buyer feels. And he's still worrying about feedback. Jeff, you're not taking my advice yet. Stop. Stop worrying about it.
So somebody on the
I'm not convinced this buyer is trying to defraud him either.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not.
Even
I'm
though
not
the guy was selling the same things.
Nope, that's not proof enough. So by that logic, every time I return a shirt, and I've just returned a shirt to a seller on eBay because it was misdescribed in the size, then that means I'm a fraud because I also sell shirts. You cannot make that assumption.
You just brought it home for us.
Yeah,
thank you.
You cannot.
I get it.
You cannot do that. This open phone segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform. Our lines are open, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, "Add me to Lee's List."
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 414.
Before you can sell on eBay, you've got the source. Robin Johnson is known on eBay as top-rated seller Mama Asterisk Johnson. She explains the benefit of focusing on a niche with respect to scaling your business.
It allows you to not only be able to start to find things that you can go back to the well, but they help save you time in the amount of research, and it allows you to increase profitability because you're making less guesswork when you buy, and you're actually buying things that you know will sell at a certain profit, and it's going to allow you to branch out and be able to buy new items that you can go back and restock over and over again. And that really allows you to grow your business.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's always first in best match. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. So it's your turn to put in your 2 cents, 888-RADIO-30. Why not 3 cents? Why not 4 cents? Why 2 cents?
Really?
Or one penny. 888-723-4630.
We'll take anything.
Yeah, we'll take cowrie shells.
So, Griff, eBay UK. Big announcement. The first ever eBay for Business Awards to recognize the top talent on eBay. So they're sort of doing kind of the same thing.
As the Shine Awards.
As the Shine Awards. Mm-hmm. Two grand prize winners will get £5,000 plus a trip to the USA to meet with the senior eBay team, while six runners-up will each receive £1,000. All the winners will receive a trip to eBay's UK headquarters, a one-year anchor store subscription and more.
Yeah.
So now through midnight on August 13th, you can share your story. If you're over in the UK, by following the link from sellercenter.ebay.co.uk, that's sellercenter.ebay.co.uk, with center spelled C-E-N-T-R-E. So they're going to have a little fun with theirs, Shine Like Awards over there. And we're going to have some of the people on, Griff.
Yay!
With their wonderful accents.
Yeah.
To tell us how they won this award and why and how long they've been selling on eBay. And maybe they'll give us some tips, too. So I thought when we get back from the event, we're going to start having the category, not only the category winners, but the three people that were in each of the five categories at the mm-hmm. end of the voting.
Yeah.
We're going to have them all on. And so we might as well go to the UK and have them on, too. I think we should do a remote broadcast from the UK, Griff.
Hmm. You do?
Yeah, it's the only place I visited that I didn't get to see much because I was sick. I had the flu.
Yeah, it's not much to see there.
Yeah, I did.
Big country.
I got out of the bed one day. I was with my mother, and I said, Mom, I got to see something in London. So we went to see the Changing of the Guard. Well, what are you going to do? I was so
sick. I saw
the
Changing of the Guard. I snuck into their dressing room. They're pretty buff.
Yeah, they have to be nice guys, I understand.
Oh, they were very nice, trust me.
So
nice wasn't the word I was thinking, but it'll do.
So next hour, which is the last hour on the air before we go to Vegas.
Yeah.
I thought what we'd do is we would give away a $25 gift certificate to people who are not going. Because if you're going to Vegas, there are going to be many ways to get those gift certificates in Vegas. We have our tip line and other things.
Yeah.
And it's a costume contest, eBay costume contest and all that stuff. So what I'm going to do is during the next hour from 1 to 2 Pacific time, we're live right now. Anybody who calls in and tells us why they can't go, I'm going to give them a $25 gift certificate for shipping supplies. It'll make them feel a little better. Anyway, that they're not going, right?
Well, I hope so.
Ron, Oilerman 21, Birmingham, Alabama. Hello, Ron. What's your question or comment today?
Hello, Lee and Griff.
Hi, Ron.
Yeah, I just want to comment about Jeff. Don't be too hard on the guy, Griff. It's probably my fault. Jeff and I talked for about an hour or so yesterday, I think it was, and we discussed this issue on this guy that was selling something, buying an item from him, and then in turn selling that exact same item,
right.
So the story goes. But anyway, I said, well, you know, Jeff, that doesn't sound kosher to me. I'm not saying that it is or isn't, but I said it doesn't sound kosher. So I may have pointed him in the wrong direction, Griff.
Well, it happens. Yeah, I would caution any seller from jumping to conclusions about a buyer's motives. without real hard evidence to the contrary. And I even suspicions aren't worth, in this case, they're just not worth even entertaining. There's nothing you can do about it.
I guess we want Jeff to be thinking about selling and not worrying about these little glitches that are going to happen along the way.
Yeah, of course. Basically.
Exactly. That, we did discuss that. I told him, hey, don't worry about a negative feedback. Forget it. Griff and Lee has taught me that. Don't worry about it. Don't. It's going to happen. Deal with it when it happens. You may be disappointed because you did something. You didn't do something right to satisfy the customer. We did discuss that. And he was in agreement 100% with that. But I feel a little guilty, Griff.
No. You're feeling a parental guilt is what you're feeling, Ron. I recognize it, believe me. There's something else, Griff and Ron, people do buy things on eBay to resell. I did it once. So
nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it. A lot of people source on eBay.
And
then list it themselves and sell it and make money on it. And so, you know, but I get, you know, I get everything he was saying. You know, and I understand why he felt that way, but he needs to learn to just let it roll off his back.
Exactly. Yeah. And, Jeff, if you're listening, bud, I'm sorry I misdirected you.
Well, you don't have to.
I'll be a little more cautious, if we talk again.
Okay, Ron, two words. What are they?
Vegas, baby.
You got it.
There you go. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. More in a moment.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie, a free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
One thing I've learned in the 14 years of producing eBay Radio is that eBay sellers come in all types. A listing, by and large, shows no socioeconomic markers. I can't tell where you were raised by merely looking at your listing, nor can I tell your education. There is one common thread that runs through the heart and soul of an entrepreneur, and that is determination. They never give up, and it's what separates the successful from the rest. The synonyms for determination are resolution, resolve, willpower, strength of character, and single-mindedness. Now, feel good about yourself.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.